Test, test, test. You guys hear that? Test, test. All right, well, thank you everyone for being here today. Excited to have Drew Jones and his agent Scott Boris here. We'll go ahead and open it up with the first question.
Drew, how did it feel to get out there and work out on big league field?
It felt good. I got my good swings off for the most part, and I mean, it's just a lot of fun to be out here.
What was it like just meeting those fans? I saw you signing autographs for them. Just, can you feel the excitement that they see in you, and just how was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to just be out here, and I mean, to be able to have kids around me and know that I'm gonna possibly be one of the guys that they watch in the future is a lot of fun, and it's good to know that they're behind me.
Did you get a chance, besides working out, to actually interact a lot with some of the players today?
We did a little bit of outfield early work with some of the guys, and I mean, that was fun because it's a lot different than what you do in high school, so.
Catch any good advice?
Yeah, I got some good stuff.
We saw you already working with Joe Mather out there a bit after or during your batting practice. How was that to already be getting some kind of information or talking about your swing and such?
It's good. I mean, you get to see a lot of the different technology that they use for when they hit and when they face different pitchers and things like that. You don't get a lot of that stuff when you're in high school, so it's a good experience to see what they use to help with hitters.
Talking to your parents a little bit, it seemed like the D-backs were on your radar, some of the talent they've collected lately. I mean, just tell me your thoughts on the organization, knowing that they have the number two pick.
It's a lot of young guys. It's a good group of – there's three core outfielders now, and there's a lot of still young guys, and the coaching staff is always for the young guys, and it means a lot to be one of those guys that they are hopeful to have in the future.
Drew, have you ever thrown out a ceremonial first pitch before?
One time for Gwinnett Stripers. That was during our high school season. They have some of the guys from Gwinnett County come out and throw a first pitch. So I got to do that one time, but it's a lot different stage than a AAA game versus a major league game.
Think you'll be nervous?
I think I'll be all right. I'll try and just get it over the plate.
Is this your first time at Chase Field?
Yes, this is my first time.
And what do you think of it, and what the feeling like, when you stepped onto it?
It's nice. Indoor definitely is better than a lot of the outdoor fields I've been to, so it's a lot different. It's a different environment, but it's great.
What do you think of the turf?
Played on turf before, but I mean, it's a lot different than what you play on when you go to different high school fields and things like that, but it's really nice.
Drew, is there a ball that hit the rafters that you were...
I don't know if I can tell, but if the ball hits the rafters, it counts, and if I drop the ball, I was going to have to pay for everybody in the outfield's dinner, so yeah, I was trying to make sure that I caught that one.
Scott, describe what stands out about Drew's game to you?
You know, it's hard to be honest about Drew because when you've gone through a lot of drafts as I've gone through, he has a grace that you don't teach, and few major leaguers have it, that you can say that your first step in what you do. Of course, his father had it. And but it kind of reminds me of when Roberto Alomar was a young player, that he had a grace about his play where he could immediately, defensively, do things at the major league level on instinct and skill that would really place him in a very comfortable place and fit right in. And in my history, I've never had anyone in many, many drafts that I could say that about who played center field, because there's a lot about the acumen of how to do that position correctly. And Drew has obviously had great tutelage, but he's also has an instinct about him that that ball hit that rafter, so I didn't think there's no chance of catching it, and he caught it. So that's the first instinct we'll tell you about what Drew can do. And his power is not something that you find normally with athletes that are so sleet and you would normally think them as a defensive-oriented athlete, but he's got real power, and it's natural power, and it's by bat speed. So this game is something that he has tools that few players have coming into their careers.
Drew, how would you say you and your dad are similar in personality or parts of your game? How are you similar and different for people who are going to obviously connect you two?
A lot of people will say we're almost exactly the same. I grew up watching him play, so that's pretty much where I get all the instincts, I guess, from. But he's a little bit thicker than me, probably. So it's a little bit different, but it's pretty much the same player.
What obviously baseball is different than basketball and football, when the guys who get drafted, even if they're the number two pick, disappear for a few years and go into the minors. What's your approach to that? What, do you hope to learn right away in the minors? Just what do you think about your development the next couple of years?
I want to be a major leaguer, so just making sure to go through all the ranks and get everything done and learn a lot from a lot of different players and different coaches and things like that, and just keep playing my game and make it quick.
Drew, I imagine you may have been asked about this before, but I have to ask. There's this video that I'm sure you know about that's gone viral, where it's a bunch of people chanting "overrated" and you're at the plate and there's a high fastball and you knock it over the fence in center field. What do you remember from that moment, and what do you think it says about you as a player?
Just the heat of the moment, I guess, but it's one of those things that you'll never, you might experience it once, but you never really experience those types of things again, especially when it's 75 high school students that are like 15 feet away from you versus probably like one or two fans that are, 150 yards away. It makes a difference, but just being able to be in those moments and stay calm and collected and not trying to overthink things.
Drew, if everything goes as planned, you guys are going to have three center fielders with the D-backs, with Corbin Carroll, you, and Alec Thomas. Just how exciting is it just to, have one of the best, outfielders or outfields on paper?
It means a lot because defense counts. You got to make sure that balls don't drop in the outfield, and having three center fielders that can patrol and all can take authority over different balls and things like that, it makes a difference.
You mentioned earlier you were aware of how many young players are in this organization and up and coming. Prior to the draft, did you spend any time researching the teams that were likely on the radar, or teams that would pick you, and getting to learn a little about who they were?
A little bit here and there, but when you learn as you go, and seeing a lot of the guys out there, they're almost all of them are pretty much in closing age within 3, 4, 5 years. So,
what's the schedule for you? When do you think you're going to play your first game?
No clue yet. Just waiting on the organization to say what they need.
Any other questions?
I'm sure you've gotten a ton of advice from Dad. Just what's the one that really sticks out to you?
Just play hard every day, play your game, and don't focus on what you think you can do. Just focus on what you can do.
What about advice from Mom?
Be great every day. That's pretty much it.
All right.
I'm sure it's been just a crazy whirlwind to go from, before the draft to now, when you have kids, looking for your autograph. Do you ever have to take a step back and be like, wait, what's going on? This is crazy. What is it like for life to kind of change so drastically?
A lot of the time in high school, you have some kids from the school come up to you and ask for those types of things, but it's a lot different when there's, more like 50, 60 people versus like 3 or 4 kids. But you just take it all in because you might not ever get that moment again.
Any other questions? All right, that's it. Thanks, Drew, Scott. Thanks for your time, everybody.
Thank you.